welcome back to KMBY's doubleheader here of the TBL Tournament semifinals as your Frankfort Wildcats now taking on the number two-seeded Centralia Panthers in the second semifinal game. Of course, how do we get here on this side of the bracket? Well, let me tell you how it got there. Frankfort played Washington County on Monday and defeated them 54-39 in the first matchup that they played, and then went on to take on the next day, Clifton Clyde team that ranked number three in this conference, and defeated them in spectacular fashion, 54-43, and now going to take on the Centralia team that's just coming off of a closely contested matchup against Wetmore, where they beat Wetmore 54-49. Very close game, so we're going to see both teams get into the action tonight early as the last game of the boys' semifinal to see who will go on to take on the Hanover Wildcats in the championship on Saturday. We're just a little bit over 4 minutes left to go here before the start of this game. Now, let's go back to that previous game. If you're just tuning in, the Hanover Wildcats defeated the Troy Trojans 48-40, and what was a pretty sloppy game coming in on the side of Hanover as they try to prepare themselves for the championship game. And I know Corey Jensen will go through the tape and get things settled up. We're just a couple of moments away from opening tip-off of the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Centralia Panthers. We'll do so when we come back to the starting lineups right here on KNDY.
You don't ask that much from your propane provider. Just the basics. Competitive pricing, quick delivery, reliable service. And if there's an emergency, the assurance that you won't be left out in the cold. You get all of that from Wanklyn Oil. If you're not getting what you want from your current propane dealer, call Wanklyn Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Jared, Dennis, or Zach will make the transition easy. It's not a hassle. Wanklyn Oil is covering more of Northeast Kansas and can get to you right away. Wanklyn Oil, 1-800-794-2019. We've had the energy since 1926.
Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Stores, the Warehouse in Waterville, and the new Twice But Nice in Beatty. If you need to clear out some extra stuff to make room for new treasures, they'll be happy to take your unwanted items or even pick them up. Call 363-2490 for pickup for the Warehouse in Waterville and the new Twice But Nice Thrift Store in Beatty. Brought to you by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Follow them on Facebook at the Warehouse Thrift Store.
Welcome back. The Frankfort Wildcats ranked number six in the tournament today, taking on the number two-seeded Centralia Panthers. Let me get you the starting lineup from either side before we get to the national anthem here in the last of the semifinal game between these two to see who will go on to take on the Hanover Wildcats. On the side of Centralia, Trenton Talley, sophomore, 6 foot tall. Colton Ware, senior, 6 foot tall. Wesley Bowers, senior, 6'2", Marshall Tanking, senior, 5'7", and then Brock Renicky, junior, sitting at 6 foot tall. And then the side of the Frankfort Wildcats, Cody Rogers, senior, 5'8", Daniel Gross, senior, 6'4", Peyton Dollinghouse, senior, 5'11", Lane Loisel getting the second straight start, freshman, 6 foot tall, and then Brock Armstrong, sophomore, 6 feet tall on the side of the Frankfort Wildcats. And again, we'll take a quick little breather after the national anthem and give you the start of the second semifinal game right here on KNDY.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Bat Tire in Frankfort is the place to go for tires in Frankfort. Why drive anywhere else? Offering a full range of tires, including Kelly tires and Hankook tires. Get the very best in tire technology for superior handling and longevity. Bat Tire will keep you on the road and headed to where you need to be. Replacements or repairs, they'll get you rolling again. Bat Tire in Frankfort, a proud supporter of the Frankfort Wildcats. Good luck.
Welcome back as we are just getting started. Oh, in a couple of minutes here for the second semifinal game to see who will take on the Hanover Wildcats on Saturday. And then tomorrow, some more doubleheader action here on KNDY as we'll be going through the girls' semifinals. On that side of the bracket, you have Hanover taking on a number two-seeded Valley Heights. So that's a two and a three-seed. A very exciting matchup between these two teams. The undefeated Valley Heights Mustangs taking on a very strong Hanover team that just wiped the floor with Frankfort in their first matchup. And then in our second game, it'll be Centralia taking on Donovan West. All that will be here, forward right here on KNDY Radio, with action starting like it did today at 6 o'clock with me, myself here on the call yet again. And then, of course, we have the championship action starting 6 o'clock on Saturday between whoever is the winner of the semifinals tomorrow for the girls' side, and then boys' action starting at 7:30 between Hanover. And then the victor of this game, number 6-seeded Frankfort versus the number 2-seeded Centralia Panthers. What a great event this has turned out to be. A lot of high-octane offenses, great teams coming together, finally to kind of flex their muscle midway through the season to kind of give the early award of best team in the TVL before we continue on with the season and get to the actual state championship. It's going to be fun to see between these two teams. But we're going to go take another quick breather as we get to the national anthem and give you the tip-off of the last semifinal game right here on KNDY.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry. And what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry. And Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Welcome back. Just about to get underway in the second semifinal matchup between the number two-seeded Centralia Panthers and the number six-seeded Frankfort Wildcats in boys semifinal action. Winner of this game will head on to the championship game against the Hanover Wildcats on Saturday. Again, Frankfort putting a little bit of the magic in against Clifton Clyde on Tuesday to pull off the big victory to make themselves up here to take out one of, if not the second strongest teams in the TVL. With the Centralia Panthers. And underway in the battle as the tip-off is won by Presley Bowers. And here comes Centralia. Leading them up the court is Trenton Talley. Going to hand it now off to Ware. Going to back out now. And around the horn we go. Talley with it into the lane. Trying to go on Brock Armstrong. Can't find anything. Kicked all the way across back to Ware. Can't find anything going. Now Bowers with it. Into back to Ware, who was thinking about driving on Caden Dollinghouse. Can't get anything. Will do so now and pick his dribble up. Over now to Tanking. Marshall Tanking down low inside to Reinicke, and he'll collect the miss, and they'll call him for the travel, a turnover for the for the Centralia Panthers. Brock Reinicke, looking at 6 foot tall. Four-court press coming in now for Centralia, looking to exert some pressure early against Frankfurt to force a turnover, but good behind-the-back move from Dollinghouse. He goes up into the lane, and a foul will be called, a late one, as he was going up the court. It's going to be Colton Weir with it. That's the first foul of the night for Weir, and it's early here in the game, 7-14 in quarter number one. Roy's out with it, going to kick it now out to Dollinghouse. Started on the perimeter by Bowers. Now Rogers, Cody Rogers with it, going to go around the screen. Tanking was guarding Rogers, and here comes Dollinghouse, going to spread the offense out, slow it down, get something set up. Dollinghouse guarded by the much bigger Presley Bowers. Going to hand it Dollinghouse now into the lane, going up strong, blocked by Reinicke, but it's going to be picked up by Lane Loisel. We'll get called for a travel as he was going up for the shot. A lot of physicality right here in the early goings of this game. Both teams looking to show off some strength down low in the post, and so far it's caused two turnovers, one on each side. A deep three coming in from Weir. Colton Weir with his first points of the night, and it's a three for Centralia, and they now take a 3-0 lead. Colton Weir was wide open, and he just took all the time in the world and got it. Armstrong tried to get it down low to Cody Rogers. It was a bad pass, way too low. And it's going to be a jump ball. It'll still fall the way of Frankfurt. But not what Ben Steinlage and this team was looking to do on that possession. They had an open man, and Rogers just couldn't get to it. And there's going to be a moving screen called on the side of the Wildcats, and that'll turn their possession over. And now Centralia going to go the other way with a 3-0 lead early in this ballgame. Both teams are defensive monsters in terms of physicality and just getting pesky in the lane as Rogers, just as I was saying, poked the ball away from Marshall Tanking. Weir was thinking about a three, but good recovery defense from Dollinghouse as Weir turns the basketball over. Colton Weir was trying to do a crossover and get fancy with it, but on the return to the other side of the cross, had the ball fall out of his hands back over the half-court line. So here comes Frankfurt looking to get some points on the board, at least something. Armstrong now with it. Brock Armstrong into the lane he goes. Looking, this is to Samuel Gross, who has an advantage over the much shorter opponent that was guarding him. Brock Reinicke. But a travel from Gross. Turns it over yet again. That's back-to-back possessions with turnovers for Frankfurt. The pass now over to Bowers, who tries to get it down low into Reinicke, and the ball gets turned over. And a travel though will be called on Cody Rogers, who was jumping on the basketball, trying to get it back in the favor of Frankfurt. But another turnover as Dollinghouse tried to go for the steal on Bowers, but couldn't get it. Mismatch now. Bowers guarded by the much shorter Rogers, but they're going to pass it around the horn to get things set back up. Tally with it. Going to pass it over to Marshall Tanking. Now across the horn over to Ware, who hits another three. Clayton Weir. Peyton Weir, back-to-back threes, and now it's a six-point lead for the Centralia Panthers. Frankfurt needs to get at least on the board to stop the bleeding as into the lane with Brock Armstrong, who gets called for a foul. So another turnover. That one's going to be called. Trying to find on Samuel Gross. So that's the first foul for him, but yet another turnover for Frankfurt when they so desperately need a point to stop the currently the bleeding that is happening. Bowers with it. Looking to drive on Gross. The jab step. Now into the lane he goes. Dishes it off. but an offensive charge called, and that's something Frankfurt does so well. Defensively, is they're so good at drawing charge calls. Cody Rogers had three against Blue Valley, since Clifton Clyde. On Tuesday, the pass almost gets intercepted. But here comes Frankfurt the other way. What a good behind-the-back move from Rogers. Finds Brock Armstrong, who's able to dish it to Samuel Gross. A cutting Caden Dollinghouse into the lane. But he'll go the other way following the charge. Caden Dollinghouse just had the perfect look. It was a great look offensively, but in the lane there to stop it was Colton Weir. And so that's a turnover. Frankfurt still has a big donut on the scoreboard. 4:04 left to go here in quarter number one. Marshall tanking down low inside to Reineke. No good. Rebounded by Samuel Gross. And here comes the other way, Frankfurt. They've had open looks. Just so far, the turnovers have been costing them and getting points on the board. A deep three from Caden Dollinghouse off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Weir. And here comes Centralia. Both teams getting very physical down low in the paint, trying to establish control of this game. Marshall tanking with the deep three. No good. Tanking going to push it a little bit against Cody Rogers, but nothing. Samuel Gross now at the basket, going to a double team. No foul called. And turns it over yet again, thinking now with it, and looking to see. They're going to call a charge! Cody Rogers got in front of Marshall Tanking and drew the charge yet again. That's now two charges here in the first quarter for Frankfurt, trying to get as much momentum back in their favor following an early 6-0 lead or deficit they are in. Marshall Tanking goes to the bench following his first foul. So Ethan McNally now checking in for Centralia, the senior who sits at 6 foot tall, coming off the bench for them tonight. Cross court pass to Brock Armstrong, who tried to get it down low into Samuel Gross, but too quick on the pass. Gross was not able to get hand of it, so another turnover for Steinlogge's offense. Again, this Centralia Panthers team, very scary on the offensive side, so I get the idea that Frankfurt's trying to score early and often, but so far, not getting the looks that they've been won, and many, many turnovers have affected this game for them as they currently trail 6-0, but are still not out of it. Defensively, they are putting up a fight and then getting back-to-back charge calls from Cody Rogers. Really trying to get this team in it. Dollinghouse kicks it to Gross. Was able to get it. Goes up strong with the layup. No good, but it was last touch off the hand of Presley Bowers. Drew Gibbs now checking in for Centralia, as well as Tyler Smith on the side of Frankfurt. Now to Smith in the corner. Thought about a three. Drives into the lane. Stops and pops over now to Samuel Gross. Now back to Cody Rogers, who has the basketball. Down low into Gross. He's now in a double team. Tries to go up strong, and he does. Samuel Gross now with his first points of the night. And the first points for Frankfurt in this game. 2:15 into it. Bowers looking up and over. He goes over Rogers, and that one rattles in. Wesley Bowers with his first point. Now an 8-2 lead. For Centralia, Gross now into the lane, going up and under, yes! Samuel Gross got the defender looking one way and went right up under him for another basket. It's now a four-point lead for Centralia. Cross court, Presley Bowers wide open three, no good, rebounded by Cody Rogers, and then a foul called by Brock Reineke. That's the first foul of the night for Reineke. The fourth team foul in this game. Dollinghouse with it. Going to split the defense. Another foul looking to be committed, though. Ethan McNally gets called for the reach-in foul. And that's the first foul for McNally, and that's now the fifth foul for Centralia. 1:54 left to go here in the first quarter. Rogers between the legs, hands it off to Gross, and now here comes the offense looking to set back up. Gross out to Rogers, and a lob up to Samuel Gross, who doesn't get the shot, but Ethan Armstrong is there to collect the miss and get his first basket on the night. What a good play from Ethan Armstrong to be there on the cleanup, but a deep three. It hit by Drew Gibbs. It's now an 11-6 lead. Excuse me, as in the lane goes Jaden Dollinghouse looking for a foul. Won't get it. 53 seconds left now in quarter number one. Centralia up 11-6. The kick. The drive now coming in from Tally, who pulls up baseline. Oh, my gosh, and it just rattles in and out. You couldn't have seen a better look coming in from Trenton Tally. Drove baseline, pulled up on his defender, and he was wide open, but the basketball just did not want to go in, rattling in and out, but it's still a lead for Centralia, 11-6. As it looks like Caden Dollinghouse in this Frankfurt offense is going to try to get the last shot off, spraying the floor out. Armstrong with it now. He's going to drive in on McNally. Loses control. Goes up and over his defender. Ethan Armstrong with another bucket here for Frankfurt. But the shot, half-court shot from Ethan McNally is no good. And we'll end quarter number one with Frankfurt trailing 11-8 to Centralia here in the second semifinal.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Quality health care dedicated to your satisfaction. That's the standard of the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic. Your choice for quality care right where you live. Caring is our calling. Call us at 337-2214.
Welcome back. It's currently second quarter action right here on the second semifinal of the Twin Valley Leagues tournament here on KNDY. Centralia currently leads 11-8 over Frankfurt. Tank Manning with it. Going to pass it down low off McNally's knee. He's going to fall out of play, though. Last touch by Caden Dollinghouse. So far, the leading scorer is Cade Colton Weir getting back-to-back threes, and a pull-up from Presley Bowers hits the mark from inside the three-point line, able to hit his shot, and it's a 13-8 lead for Centralia. Over now to Tyler Smith, and dish it off to Dollinghouse, driving in on Bowers, gets tripped up, he gets the basketball. Gross recovers, but gets called for the travel as he was falling out of play. Turnover for Centralia as Colton Weir now subs back in. Drew Gibbs going to go to the bench for the Panthers. Currently have a 13-8 lead at the start of the second quarter. Weir with it in addition to McNally in the left corner of the three-point line. Manny over to Weir, who shoots another three. He's a perfect 3-3 to start this basketball game. 9 total points for Colton Weir, and he's been the kryptonite. But here comes the Samuel Gross three off the back iron. No good. Early into the shot clock. But man, oh man, Colton Weir just automatic from the three-point line tonight. And it's currently an 8-point lead for Centralia. The pass over to Smith in the corner. Around we go. A three from Cody Rogers, and that one hits the mark for Frankfurt. Cody Rogers' first three of the game. And a foul turns over on the other side. Now only a five-point lead for Centralia. Frankfurt still keeping in it. Centralia has been automatic from the three-point line tonight. But just the grittiness on the side of Frankfurt has allowed them to keep back in it as Colton Weir goes back to the bench. That's his second foul, though, for Colton Weir. So two early fouls here in the game, and that might be a shining light for Frankfurt as they've been unable to stop Weir here in this basketball game. Rogers inside the Gross, trying to go up and over Presley. Bowers, no good, but he gets his own miss into a double team. Gross gets the foul. Now the question is it a shooting foul? And they say it will, so here comes Samuel Gross to the free throw line to shoot two. He currently has 4 points on the night for Frankfurt. His first one rattles in. Coming in from Samuel Gross. The lead's now down to four. And will he make it three? No, he will not. So it's still a four-point advantage for Centralia. Five total points in the team high for Frankfurt. McNally now with the basketball. Looking to set this offense up for the Panthers. Down low into Presley Bowers. Hands it off to Reinicke. Around we go. Deep three coming in from Trenton Talley. No good. And a timeout will be called on the side by Frankfurt, as it looks like Samuel Gross had a cut above his eye or something. He's heading out. He headed out of the court for some reason. Tyler Smith now going to check back in for Frankfurt. So what was an advantage for the Wildcats, now going to be a brief moment where they're going to be at a disadvantage, as whatever happened with Gross is going to go to the bench. He was pointing towards his eyebrow like he had a cut or something that was going to get taped up. But he just disappeared. But any which way, it's still a four-point advantage for the Panthers as Frankfurt has slowly but steadily drug its way back into this game. But it's going to be a brief moment of this basketball game where Frankfurt does not have the size advantage. As Samuel Gross gets his situation figured out. Dollinghouse with it now. Guarded by Manning. Also taking Dollinghouse into the lane. Tanking gets called for the foul. As Samuel Gross is back in to the basketball game. Checking in. Marshall Tanking gets the second foul of the night for him. So that probably means he'll go to the bench. And the first free throw from Dollinghouse is good. That's his first points of the night. So Gross checks back in. Whatever seemed to be the issue is all cleared up now as Dollinghouse nails the second 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. In this game, it's now only a 2-point lead for Centralia. The deep cross-court pass to McNally. Able to recover. Bowers over to Tanking. Over to Marshall Tanking. Gets him again. Marshall Tanking with his three, and that rattles in. Marshall Tanking, 4-3. That's his first one tonight. Rogers tried to give it over to Loisdown. It gets stolen by Presley Bowers. Into the lane goes Bowers, and a foul, blocking foul will be called on Cody Rogers. He thought he had the feet planted for the charge, but gets instead called for the foul. That looks like it'll be the second for Rogers. So he'll go to the bench with Frankfurt trailing 19-14 to Centralia. Reinicke now has it. Over to Marshall Tanking. Back to Reinicke and now McNally. What a good pass for McNally. Inside to Reinicke, but there's Samuel Gross getting another charge. That's the third charge of this ball game, falling in favor for Frankfurt, and that means Reinicke's going to have to go now back to the bench with three total fouls. a pesky annoying this team can be when it comes to its charging, getting on the nerves of some of its opponents. Here comes Ethan Armstrong in addition now over to Loizao. Loizao trying to find some help, bouncing it off of McNally's arm out of bounds. So Ethan Armstrong looking to inbound it now for Frankfurt as they trail 19-14 here. Dollinghouse in the left corner. Now over to Armstrong, guarded by Talley. Loizao being plastered on defense by Rock Kramer, who has checked in on the side of Centralia. Really doing some work being annoying in this little stint for Tyler Smith. Down low, inside to Caden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse with his second bucket got the nice mismatch of Marshall tanking on him and converted on the shot. Tanking again has two fouls in this ballgame. McNally inside now to Presley. Bowers and swatted out of bounds by Ethan Armstrong. Now again, still only a three-point lead. Again, the foul trouble really starting to rear its ugly head for the Panthers in this game. Colton Weir's on the bench with two. Reineke's with three. So it's becoming quite an issue as Centralia had the early advantage off of great shooting from Colton Weir, going 3-for-3 from the three-point line. But since then, they've kind of just ran out of steam as a nice pull-up jumper coming in on the side of Kramer. Couldn't get it, and another foul is committed on the other side. Good to Presley Bowers with the shot. No good. The foul going to be called. Going to be called on Presley Bowers. That's the second team foul, the second personal foul, 10th team foul. So that means Caden Dollinghouse will go to the line to shoot more and possibly push this game to only a one-point lead for the Panthers, but misses the first one. 2-for-3 on the night. Is looking to check back in now is Drew Gibbs for Centralia. As Presley Bauer is going to go to the bench with his two fouls. The next one from Dollinghouse hits the bottom of the net. 3-for-4, now for 5 points. And again, more foul trouble for Centralia. 10 total team fouls on their end. And a couple of the starters early in this game have some troubles. Marshall tanking with it. Tanking, trying to find somebody. Finds McNally, who's guarded by Samuel Gross. Now over to tanking in the right corner. Can't get past Tyler Smith. Good defense, but here comes McNally with the three. No good. Rebounded by Gross, but they're going to call a push foul on Ethan McNally. So now Samuel Gross will go to the free throw line. That's the second foul from McNally. So Reese Tanking is looking to sub in now for Centralia. As again, more foul trouble for this team early in the game. Gross misses the first one. Took a bad bounce off the front iron and falls out. So 1-for-3 now. Reese Tanking subbing in for McNally, who's going to the bench. And if Gross hits the second one, it's only a one-point lead. And he does. It's only a one-point lead now for Centralia. They had a six-point advantage earlier in this ballgame, and now currently are looking to be succumbed and put back below by Frankfurt. The pass down low into Talley. Turnaround jumper is good. Threatens Talley with the strong move into the paint, powering over his defender to get the points and give a better cushion inside. For Centralia, another great defense though from the Panthers. And there is Ethan Armstrong saving it. Here comes Dollinghouse. Up, long, no good. Gross with the rebound. Can't hit it. Oh boy, Centralia. Lucky they did not give up an easy point on the other end following a bad pass. 2:28 left to go now here in quarter number two. 21-18 lead for the Panthers, who've been in complete control of this game since the word go from the offset. But so far in this second quarter, Frankfurt's been eking its way slowly but steadily back in. The pass down low into Reese Tanking, back over to Marshall Tanking. Reese with it now. Reese tanking, guarded by Samuel Gross. Down low inside now to block Kramer, who kicks it into a corner for Drew Gibbs. Gibbs with his second three of the night, and the lead gets a little bit more comfy for Centralia, now up 24-18. The Panthers are doing a great job without their big starting unit, who are in foul trouble. Able to not blow the lead, but slowly start to eke it back out here in the latter portions of the second quarter. 24-18 is now the lead, with 1:25 left to go. Tyler Smith with it. He's going to find some help. Driving into lane goes Smith. Can't find anybody. Now has to hand it off to Brock Armstrong, to Ethan Armstrong. He then unfortunately slides as he got the basketball for another turnover for Frankfurt. The pass into Reese Tanking in the corner. Now guarded by Gross. Now over to Drew Good. Down inside to Reese Tanking, who tries to get it off in the turnover from Brock Kramer. And then almost turned over on the other side. Here comes Tyler Smith. Picks his dribble up. Dollinghouse into the lane. Tries to give it off to Loisel, who hits it to Ethan Armstrong for his three off the front iron. No good. Strong rebound from Gibbs. Oh, and almost another turnover for Centralia. It is a turnover. Down low, Loisel, strong for the bucket. Block from Reese Tanking. And then a jump ball called. They're actually going to call the foul on Wayne Loisel before the jump ball was called, as Colton Weir checks back in. But a late foul coming in on the side of Wayne Loisel, as it looked like it was going to be an indication of just a jump ball that would fall Frankfurt's way. And then late in that possession, Frankfurt gets called for a foul from Loisel. Reese Tanking guarded by Gross. He tried to drive in, but dishes it now out to Taylor. 17 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Centralia setting up for the last shot here. Taylor, right side, hands it off to Colton Weir. Drives into his lane. Early indication that it was a block from Ethan Armstrong, but he got more on than he wanted, so Weir will now go to the free throw line to shoot two. It almost was a good play from Ethan Armstrong. It just unfortunately caught more hand than he wanted to, and Colton Weir lands the first free throw tonight for him. That's now 10 total points for the senior. Lands the second one now, 11 total points, 2 for 2 from the line. But that gives us 7 seconds for Frankfurt to get the last shot off. Currently trailing 26-18. Here comes Dollinghouse now with it. On the right side, pushes off into the lane, and unfortunately, it's called for the charge as he was driving into the lane. Great defense coming in from Brock Kramer, able to draw the charge call as Dollinghouse was going into the lane. So with 0.5 seconds left, here comes Centralia with their half-court heave. No good. And we will now head into halftime with a 26-18 lead for the Centralia Panthers. We'll take a really quick breather and bring you back first half coverage right here on KNDY.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year, 2022, the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few.
Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back. We're currently in halftime with the Hanover Wildcats trailing the Centralia Panthers 26-18. It was a strong start for the Centralia Panthers coming off of the back of Colton Weir's three first-half three-pointers, ending the first half with 11 points, 2-2 from the free-throw line. And that really was a big difference-maker early in this ball game for Centralia. Because of that, they were able to separate themselves early and often and really get Frankfurt flustered in this ball game. But here in quarter number two, Frankfurt was able to drive its way back following early foul trouble from the Panthers when they committed 12 total fouls here in the first half and allowed Frankfurt to slowly claw its way in to be down one midway through the second quarter. But Centralia was able to get back on track, and they now balloon the lead back up 26-18, leading the way for the Centralia Panthers. Of course, Colton Weir, 11 points, 2-2 from the free throw line. Presley Bowers with 4. Marshall Tanking with 3 off of his lone three-pointer. And then Trenton Talley with 2. Ethan McNally coming off the bench, 6 total points. And then Drew Gibbs, 3 points after hitting one of his teammates. Gibbs with 6 points, hitting back-to-back threes. And then on the side of the Frankfurt Wildcats, Samuel Gross leading the way for them, 6 total points, 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Ethan Armstrong with 4. Peyton Dollinghouse with 5, 3-of-4 from the charity stripe. And then Cody Rogers with 3, hitting a very big 3 in the second quarter to get the team energy back into their favor. But we're here at halftime now where your Frankfurt Wildcats are currently trailing the number 2-seeded Centralia Panthers, who have been on absolute tear in this game and all season long, 26-18. But we'll take another quick little breather and come back to you with second half coverage right here on KNZY.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Kuhlman Implement and Hardware is your AGCO Alice, White, Heston, Gleaner, and Gel dealer with personalized care since 1935. See Kuhlman Implement and Hardware for farm equipment, electrical and plumbing supplies, parts, sales, and service. Your AGCO Alice, White, Heston, Gleaner, and Gel dealer is Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn, Kansas.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's, and always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas, a proud Wildcat booster. That's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Call Parthamer Electric at 268-0553. At Parthamer Electric, we specialize in residential and commercial electrical services and are dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Parthamer Electric won't leave the job until you're satisfied. Parthamer Electric is available at all hours and offers flexible services for indoor or outdoor jobs. You can visit us on the web at the Parthamer Electric Facebook site or give us a call at 268-0553. Parthamer Electric in Frankfort.
Titan Trailer Manufacturing of Waterville offers a full line of horse and livestock trailers, flatbed trailers, utility trailers, dump trailers, stock trailers, cargo trailers, and custom trailers. Are you sensing a theme here? Trailers. If you need it, they have it. Not only do they have it, Titan Trailers are a higher standard of quality manufactured in Waterville. You're pulling the best with a Titan Trailer. Log on to TitanTrailer.com and find a dealer near you and see for yourself.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Deliver to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one, Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
Welcome back to Candywine's Doubleheader TBL Tournament Special. I am your host, Baxton Gordon. We are here in the game between Centralia versus Frankfort Wildcats, where the Panthers lead 26-18. And let's go through some earlier scores. The Axtell boys defeated Blue Valley 60-31 in the consolation game. And then as well, let's see else we got here. One more game on the docket. Donovan West took on their game and won 53-52 in overtime over Lynn. And then, of course, Hanover defeating Troy in the first matchup 48-40. But here we are in game two action. Third quarter just about to get underway. Frankfort trailing Centralia 26-18. In a what has been a really good close game between these two. At one point, it was only a one-point lead for the Panthers after an early six-point advantage. As Dollinghouse into the lane, he goes, gets the foul called. But it's been a real roller coaster game from either which side. Early foul trouble for Centralia put them on the back foot after their hot start. Frankfort took advantage of it and only trailed them one midway through the second. But then Colton Weir and this Centralia team got back on track. They're able to extend the lead as Caden Dollinghouse gets his fourth free throw to go. 4 of 5 on the night. Misses the second one. 4 of 6 for 6 total points from him. A deep three coming in from Weir. No good. Rebounded by Samuel Gross. Colton Weir up to that point had gone perfect from the three-point line. That's his first miss. It's now a 26-19 lead, a seven-point advantage for Centralia. Inside, download of Gross immediately turned over, though. Bad pass, and here comes the Panthers. Tally. Over to Presley Bowers, and now Marshall tanking. Down low inside, Bowers. Going to pass it back out to Tally with his baseline jumper. Trenton Tally is his second bucket of the night. That's four total points for him. Now a nine-point advantage for Centralia. Ethan Armstrong into the lane. Up and under! Wow! What an athletic move from Ethan Armstrong, and a way to contort his body to go up and over Presley Bowers to get the bucket. It's now 28-21, and as I was speaking of Bowers, drives right past Samuel Gross for his next few points, six on the night for him. Able just to speed right past Samuel Gross into the lane to get what was pretty much an easy bucket. The dish over to Gross, who thought about a three. Now with Dollinghouse. Really far pass to Rogers and somehow finds it back inside the court and then sets up the Ethan Armstrong jumper. That's no good. And here comes the Panthers the other way, looking to capitalize on their early quarter momentum. Bowers into lane, up and over Gross. Wow, what a shot from Presley Bowers. He threw that up the side of the Empire State Building, and somehow it found its way in over Samuel Gross. 32-21 now is the lead for Centralia. My heavens, what a move that was from Presley Bowers. Though on the other side, Colton Weir gets called for another foul. That's his third. So we've got a sub back out. Drew Gibbs as well as Evan McNally checking back in. Frankfort now trailing 32-21 as Centralia has regained its momentum here in this quarter. Gross up and under yet again. That one rattles out. Rebounded by McNally. Unlucky for Samuel Gross. Got again on the up and under move. Wide open, just the ball decided to bounce out. Nothing he could have done. Bowers into the lane, misses the layup. Last touch, though, by Cody Rogers, who will stay down low for Centralia. We lead by 11 now. Kick to McNally now. Cross court over to Gibbs. Now to Marshall tanking into a jump ball call. Marshall tanking has already hit one three tonight. Had some extra time to wait for to get his shot set, but decided to let it rip. Misses it, but here comes Centralia again following their jump ball win. McNally, guarded by Rogers, back over to tanking. Bowers, in the left corner, slowly trying to find something, passes it to McNally. Now to tanking. Cross court, real far past to Tally, who had to jump to get it. Uh-oh, Rogers jump. Here comes Bowers into the lane. No good. Rebounded by Gross and Frankfort. Presley Bowers hitting himself a little on that miss. He had a wide-open opportunity that he just could not convert. So here comes Frankfort. Ethan Armstrong into the lane, draws the shooting foul. Foul's going to be called on Presley Bowers. That's his third foul, so he's going to need to be subbed out then as Brock Kramer now subbing in for him. Again, more foul trouble for Centralia in this game as Armstrong misses his first free throw of the night. Ty Smith checking back in as well, but really this game could have gotten out of control so much quicker for Centralia, but the foul trouble that they put themselves in early into this ballgame starting to rear its ugly head yet again as both Weir, Bowers, as well as Reineke are on the bench as Armstrong makes the second one, one for two now. Seven total points for him. Centralia with it, going to pass it up to Marshall tanking. And then Dollinghouse steals it on the other side. Here comes Frankfort, only trailing 10 now. Armstrong with it. Spin move on Tally. Gets called, though, for the over and under on his spin move. So that's another turnover. It looked like Frankfurt had gotten control, looking to score in that possession, but another costly turnover thwarts that attempt. McNally dishes into a driving tally, and Trenton Tally converts on the layup. Takes advantage of the mistake by the Wildcats. Ooh, the ball almost comes topped up, but Frankfurt's able to regain it. As, oh my good heavens, Rogers turns the basketball over. Here comes the Panthers yet again. Currently up 12, 34-22. Again, costly errors just like that were happening in the first game, happening here in the second game, but this time to Frankfurt, who is currently trailing. They don't need these mistakes if they want to come back into it, but they so far have been converting them. Last touch, though, by Trenton Tally. The ball will go back the other way for Frankfurt. Kind of the exact opposite of what the Hanover game was. Hanover was committing fouls when they were way up, or committing turnovers and fouls when they were way up, and now here in this game, it's Frankfurt's committing a lot of silly mistakes when they're trailing, which is thwarting a lot of their progress in this comeback. Gross. On the round, the world into the lane. Samuel Gross with a nice drive into the basket. It's 8 total points now on the night, and the timeout has to be called. And we'll take a timeout with Frankfurt trailing by 10, 34-24.
Earning and keeping your business is the top priority at Oldie Tractor Repair in Lynn. Their professionally trained technicians have a tremendous amount of experience with all types of farm equipment. They service all brands of tractors, combines, and forage equipment, especially John Deere. They work on diesel truck engines, clutches, transmissions, differentials, and brakes. Call Oldie Tractor Repair of Lynn, Kansas. Serving area farmers for over 26 years.
Welcome back to TVL Tournament Action as number 2-seeded Centralia Panthers currently have a 10-point lead over the 6-seeded Frankfurt Wildcats. Marshall Tanking is back in the game for the Panthers. Tanking into the lane, kicks it over to Kramer, who tries to drive baseline, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Cody Rogers. That's the third foul for Rogers tonight. Three total team fouls for Centralia, and now one total team foul for Frankfurt here in the second half. Allen trying to find someone, has to kick it all the way out to Gibbs, who has checked in as well for Centralia. McNally, going to dish it across court to Marshall Tanking, now back to McNally. Ethan McNally guarded by the much smaller Cody Rogers. And Cody Rogers tips the pass, but picked up by Trenton Tally, who drives into the lane, takes it to Kramer in the corner for three, off the back iron, but rebounded by Trenton Tally, who tried to go up strong with the miss, collects his own rebound, and then tips it on the third try. What tenacity from Trenton Tally to get his miss twice, and then go up the third time with the bucket. Rogers kicks into the corner, Tyler Smith three, in it. That's exactly what Frankfurt needed to get something going. A big three from Tyler Smith to get them within nine. Gibbs trying to find a cutter. Can't do so. He has to dish it out to Tanky. Kramer going to drive in. Mishandles the basketball. Picked up by Gross. Hands it off to Rogers. But a foul is going to be called on the side of Centralia. It's going to come from Brock Kramer. That's the first foul for Kramer. As the first one for Kramer, so he'll go off as well as McNally. Trying to see who is subbed in here for Centralia. Paxton Bowers, nice, subbing into the game for Centralia. As well subbing in for the Panthers is Ethan Armstrong. Armstrong into the lane. Going to kick it to a dish. Dollinghouse, who gets the shot, but they're going to call it travel on Caden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse got the basket, but was called for the travel as he was running into the lane. Another turnover for Frankfurt. with 1:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Marshall tanking with it, guarded by Smith. Here comes a free play, it looks like. Paxton Ballard with it. Down low into Reese tanking, who cuts it across to Drew Gibbs on the baseline. Rebounded by Gross. And here comes Frankfurt the other way. No turnovers on this possession as Gross tried to get the foul called on his shot. Went a little aggressive on Marshall tanking, hoping he'd get a shooting foul as he was falling down. Didn't get it, so it's another turnover for Frankfurt. As Steinlog is getting a little angry now, trying to get his team to calm down and get at least a good look offensively to start the comeback. Trailing 9 with 107 now left to go in the third. Reese tanking with the ball. Guarded by Gross. This is it over to Paxton Bowers. Hop step up into the lane. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and he gets the tip. Paxton Bowers getting on the board. Nice again. And up goes with Rogers on the other side. No good. Rebounded on the side by Centralia. But Paxton Bowers with the hop step missed on the first shot attempt. Came back with his second, and that one was money. And now it's an 11-point lead for Centralia, and the timeout has to be forced from the side of the Panthers as Marshall tanking got in a little bit of trouble, but the lead has gotten to above double digits now for the Panthers. Up 38-27. We'll take another timeout with more action right here on KMDY.
Turn to Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville when you need to take your crops to the next level. Start with top-quality channel seed, complete with treatments and delivery. Precision planting equipment gives you optimum seed spacing, singulation, and depth control. Kilbro seed tenders are dependable for delivering seed to the field and planter. And Darren carries sprayer parts, fertilizer parts, and Conklin Ag products, so you have the best growing season ever. Grow your best with Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
Welcome back. It's currently an 11-point lead for the Centralia Panthers over the Frankfurt Wildcats here in the second semifinal of the boys' TBL tournament side of the bracket. It's been a really back-and-forth affair, but Centralia has been in control since the drop of the horn as the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch on the side by the Wildcats. But again, from minute one, it's been all Centralia, but Frankfurt has been clawing its way back into this game. If it weren't only for their own mistakes on their own side of the offensive glass, this game would have been so much closer. As the ball goes behind the half-court line, Trenton Talley did not know where he was on the floor and goes over and back. Turnover. Here comes Frankfurt now. But again, this game at one point was only a one-point lead for the Panthers, but countless mistakes on the offensive side of the basketball for Frankfurt got them back into the hole, and now ever since that point, they've been trying to claw themselves back in. Gross, strong up and over! Gets another basket, Samuel Gross with it, and that'll do it here for quarter number three, as Frankfurt has clawed its way back in to be only down 9 as we head into the last quarter right here on KMDY.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for a car, truck, van, or SUV, look no further than Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids. They have a great inventory. You're sure to find what you're looking for. And if you don't see it, Colby will help you find it. And they don't sell anything they don't warranty. But if you do need repairs further down the road, they have a full-service department and a mechanic available. Plus, Mustang Motors has a full-service professional detailing service. So stop by and see or check them out at MustangMotorsKS.com. That's Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids.
Welcome back. It's currently a 9-point advantage for the Centralia Panthers as we enter the fourth quarter of the last semifinal game in the boys' side of the bracket. Centralia Panthers up 38-29 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. As Frankfurt's trying to put the comeback on here late in the game, The Panthers have been in foul trouble all game long, so haven't seen much of their starters in action, as a turnover on the other side from Samuel Gross will thwart the offensive effort from Frankfurt on that possession. 7:41 left to go. Justin Bowers with it now. Going to drive it on Gross. Hesitation. This baseline has to pick his dribble up and dish it out. Reinicke inside. Tipped off the hands, it looks like, of Colton Weir, but it was last touch, though, by Ethan Armstrong, so stay down with Centralia. Pick out to a wide open Bowers, kicks it in the corner to Marshall tanking, down onto Reinicke. Here comes a three from Swinton. Tally, and Swinton tally has 11 points now following that three, and the lead's gotten to above double digits for the Panthers. Tyler Smith dishes it now to Rogers, and around the perimeter we go for Frankfurt. Inside goes Ethan Armstrong looking for the foul, but gets called for the travel on the jump stop. So another turnover for Frankfurt, thwarting what would have been a nice opportunity for them on offense. Now 41-29 is the lead for Centralia. Tanking. Pass it to Weir. Down low and out. Now inside is Tally. Going baseline up strong with the layup. Oh, it took a bad bounce and fell out. Here comes now Frankfurt on the other side. Armstrong picks his dribble up, gets it down low inside to Samuel Gross, who goes up with the shot. They're going to call a foul, though. Oh, no, a travel, actually, on Samuel Gross as he was trying to pull a turnaround jumper. So another offensive opportunity down the drain for the Wildcats. Reinicke with it, passes it back to Weir. Weir looking down the court. He had an open man, but decided not to go with it. Reinicke to Bowers now, guarded by Gross. Driving baseline, kicks it back out. Reinicke jumps up, in the lane, three! What a play from Brock Reinicke to jump into the lane where there was just nobody there to get his first basket tonight following foul trouble early on from him. It's now 43-29 for the Panthers. Rogers up for the shot, looking for yet another foul, but doesn't get it. Another poor possession offensively for Frankfurt. Been a real struggle for them here in the second half, and pretty much all game long, just getting consistent offense because they've been getting in their own way with turnovers, early shot selection, early shots in the shot clock, and just poor efficiency on the offense. Bowers with it now. Looking, guarded by Samuel Gross, looking to drive past Gross. Picks down low to a wide-open Trenton Tally jumper baseline. That misses the mark. Rebounded by Frankfurt, and here comes Caden Dollinghouse. Now addition to Rogers. Gross, wide-open three, and it's way too short. He had it right on the money in terms of alignment, just didn't put enough energy behind it. So he airballs in another turnover for Frankfurt as Lane Loizao now checks in. Marshall tanking in addition now to Bowers. Bowers in this drive on Gross into a double team. Almost gets a turnover. They're going to say a timeout though was called by Centralia as he was getting into trouble. And that means we'll take a timeout now with Centralia up 43-29.
Every great team has shared qualities that separated them from all else. Whether you're talking about the 72 Dolphins, the 92 Dream Team, the Fab Five, or the Magnificent Seven, you can count on one thing. The vision was clear and the commitment was obvious. High standards were set and improvement was never ending. At Sapp Brothers, our goal is simple. To be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. And we'll reach our goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Join our team, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Welcome in. Welcome back. It's currently a 43-29 lead for the Centralia Panthers over the Frankfurt Wildcats here late in the fourth quarter, 5:15 left to go in the game. Winner of this matchup will head into the finals versus Hanover as Samuel Gross gets called for the foul, and that'll send Trenton Talley to the free throw line to shoot some free throws. But again, the winner of this game will head into the championship game on Saturday against Hanover. And then tune in tomorrow from 6 o'clock all the way till the end of the last semifinal girls game. We'll be giving you both games right here on KMBY as Tally makes the first one. Having a pretty quiet night tonight in terms of scoring. And what I mean by quiet, I mean as I wait for the second one to fall. He misses it 1-for-2 for 12 points. This is quite subtle. He has 12 points, but it doesn't seem like the flashy 12 where he's hitting threes left and right. He's just been doing the slow, dirty work, getting the points in, and has helped Centralia get to where they are now. But Ethan Armstrong, unfortunately, can't get the three to fall. And Rogers now gets the offensive rebound just as to try to get it to Samuel Groves. But a foul will be called as there was a scuffle down underneath the basket for the get to the basketball. That's the second personal foul now for Trenton Tally. 4:46 left to go here in quarter number four. 44-29 lead for Centralia. Frankfurt's been trying to find something here in the later portions of this game offensively, but they've been getting in their own way, which has allowed Centralia to just capitalize perfectly on those mistakes to balloon this lead. Gross with the basketball, trying to find some help. Dollinghouse into the lane. It's blocked by McNally as he went up for the shot. So now it'll be an inbound for Frankfurt. Good play from Ethan McNally to be there to block the shot from Caden Dollinghouse as he went up for it. Armstrong trying to go over Talley, can't do so. Gets it into Dollinghouse, and then Wesley Bowers with the block. And the turnover, last touch by Samuel Gross as it was going out of bounds. Great defense coming in on this side of Centralia. As Bowers gets the half court heave coming from McNally, I don't think he was ready. But Presley Bowers was able to identify it and get in front of it. McNally able to find Bowers now, who's guarded by the much shorter Rogers. A mismatch for Centralia on this possession. Look for them to exploit it here. Bowers loses control of the basketball. Able to pick it back up, though. Down inside, into the paint, picked up by Trenton Tally, but they're going to give the foul call to Trenton Tally, who unfortunately pushed off on Dollinghouse to get advantage down low, but it was a little too much. So here comes a turnover, and Frankfurt now the other way, trailing again, still 44-29 with 3:55 left to go in the game. Gross now with the basketball, trying to find some help here, going to hand it off to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse back over to Armstrong. Into the lane he goes, up and over his defender, gets the and-one call. Brock Reineke was there in the lane looking for a challenge, or a charge, excuse me, but Brock Armstrong staying strong with the basket ball, going up with it, getting the and-one, and now go to the free throw line to shoot one. It's a 44-31 lead now for Centralia. Maybe this might be the comeback that Frankfurt was hoping for, at least the momentum, as another one gets in 2-for-3 on the night for Armstrong. 10 total points. These small little things might be what needed, but again, blown coverage on the backside allows Trenton Tally to get the easy layup, and that is not exactly what Frankfurt was looking to, at least get back in this game, a blown coverage on an easy play. And then an instant turnover on the other side. Here comes Centralia. Reineke loses control of the basketball, though, and then it turns it over. My gosh, back-to-back turnovers from either side in key situations late in this game. 46-32 lead is where Centralia stands, but both sides really coughing the basketball up here. Gross. Thinking about a three, but drives baseline into a double. Finds Ethan Armstrong, who shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by Reineke. And they're going to call the foul on Samuel Gross. And it seems like there was a frustration foul coming in from Gross. Just trying to get in there to get a jump ball call, but unfortunately, the ref saw it otherwise. So that's the third foul for Gross. With 3:02 left to go. A deep pass to Marshall Tanking, who was wide open but missed the layup. And then Reineke up, no good. Rebounded though by Brock Reineke. And then the foul called on Caden Dollinghouse. Again, another full court press, blown coverage on the side of Frankfurt that almost allowed Marshall Tanking to have a wide open layup. He missed it, though. And they were able, though, to draw a foul on the side of Frankfurt. 46-32 is where the lead's at. Heineke with it. Hands to McNally, who shoots a wide-open three. Oh, off the back iron. But great rebound from Brock Heineke. And here comes Centralia yet again with another opportunity. Callie loses control of the basketball. It gets called for a double dribble. Another self-mistake on the side of Centralia. Man, what a closing couple of minutes this has been. Either side just freely coughing up the basketball. Pretty much saying, hey, you take control. Hey, you get the opportunity. You get an opportunity. But none of them can convert on it. Gross. Up and under. Into three-man coverage. Rebounded by Presley Bowers. And here comes Centralia now. Another okay-ish look for Frankfurt, but they weren't able to capitalize. But there's Ethan Armstrong behind the back. Up for the layup. Oh, my God. It blew it again. An unfortunate miss on the layup from Ethan Armstrong. Would have turned the momentum and then a blown coverage defensively on the other side. As Trenton Talley is able to get another layup and another timeout has to be called from Ben Steinlage, who was absolutely fuming on the other side following a back-to-back poor plays of possession on the side of his Frankfurt Wildcats, who trail 48-32. But we'll take a timeout to continue our fourth quarter coverage right here on KNDY.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Welcome back. It's currently a 48-32 lead for the Centralia Panthers over the Frankfurt Wildcats as we have a sub coming in on the side of Frankfurt. Joey Hardwick now checking in on the side of Frankfurt. Number 11, senior, 5'10", going to see some action. Dollinghouse with it. Looking to get a screen. Driving in baseline. Up for the layup. That rattles in for Caden Dollinghouse. 8 total points now on the night for him. Now still a 48-34 lead for the Panthers as Tally had some room to run, but they were able to dish it off to Reineke. 1:39 left to go here in this ball game. A 14-point lead for Centralia. Reineke goes up strong for the layup, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two following the Hardwick foul. Subs in. That's his first foul of the night. The fifth team foul for Frankfurt, but that's going to allow Reineke to go to the line and shoot two. First one off the back iron. No good. 0-for-1. 2 total points for him. 1:33 left to go here in quarter number 4. Again, winner of this game to take on Hanover in the championship for the boys basketball side as McNally last touch the basketball as it falls out of play. Frankfurt still gets possession. Checking back in, Colton Ware for Centralia. Started the game off hot with 3 state three-pointers, but got in foul trouble early on, and you haven't seen much action from him from that point on. Dollinghouse into the lane, up for the layup, and it's in. Caden Dollinghouse with another strong basket. At least trying to get something going here in the late portions of this game. Frankfurt now only down 12 with 1:21 left to go. Not out of the realm of possibility. There's still a lot of time on the clock left. Ben Steinlage still has a lot of timeouts. And there have been moments in this tournament where Frankfurt has been hitting the three ball with extreme precision. Now would be the time for them to reach into the pillbox and bring that out. Currently trailing by 12, but let's not diminish the lead that Centralia has been able to grow from the offset, specifically in that third and early fourth quarter, where they were able to hit key shots and pretty much capitalize on the mistake that Frankfurt had offensively. That's something Frankfurt has been unable to do in this basketball game. Both sides have been rather hit or miss when it comes to its offensive protection of the basketball. Though, what has gotten Centralia to this point has been their ability to convert on these mistakes that are coming in from the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt, on the other hand, whenever Centralia makes a mistake, has just been unable to convert, and sometimes compounding the issue by making their own mistake on the other side. But they're looking to change it here. Deep court pass to Ware, who doesn't get the basketball, but the foul is going to be called by Cody Rodge on the other side of the court. That's the sixth foul for the team, and then Rodgers is fourth. 1:20 left to go here in the basketball game, a 48-36 lead for Centralia. Again, winner goes to take down Hanover in the championship game on Saturday. Ware with it. Now over to Trenton Talley. Talley close to the half-court line. Almost gets it turned over, but Rodgers is able to pickpocket and steal it. Here comes Frankfurt the other way. A minute left to go. Dollinghouse looking to space the floor, get some help here. Going to the right side is Dollinghouse. Caden Dollinghouse, spin move, tried to pass it back out. Fortunately, tipped by Colton Ware. So here comes Frankfurt again with an inbounds, trailing by 12. Dollinghouse with it, gets a double screen. Going around the other side, picks his dribble up, finds Ethan Armstrong into the lane. He goes for a wide-open layup. Ethan Armstrong able to find the soft spot in the defense to get a basket. But on the other side, Trenton Talley with an easy basket of his own. Now 18 total points for him. But here comes Dollinghouse coast-to-coast, and a foul is going to be called on the side of Centralia. Colton Ware gets called with a foul. That's the 18th foul and fourth team foul for Ware. Excuse me, fourth personal foul for Ware. He's at 11 points, and if Dollinghouse, who nails the first one, is able to hit these two, it'll be cut down to a 10-point lead now for Centralia. As Dollinghouse nails this second one, 6-for-8. 12 total points for him. But an easy layup on the other side from Reese Thanking again negates the great efforts coming in from Frankfurt. But a three! That immediately hit by Ty Smith on the other side. It's 6 points for him. And now it's only a 9-point lead with only 5 seconds left, but a foul has been committed. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Centralia. But with 5 seconds, that'll pretty much do it here for the game. What a hard-fought battle between these two. A slugging match. No side has been able to really relax in this game as whenever Centralia gets a lead, Frankfurt's been clawing its way back in. Marshall Tanking misses the first one. Rebounded by Gross. Taking up the court with 2 seconds. 1 second. Deep long three. No good. And that'll do it for this game. Centralia defeats the number 6-seeded Frankfurt Wildcats 52-43. So that means Centralia will head to the championship game Saturday at 7:30 against the Hanover Wildcats, and then Frankfurt will take on Troy for the third place game in their matchup. But we'll take a step aside, excuse me, take a quick breather, and come back to give you game highlights right here on KNDY.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Give your child a foundation in cheer, dance, or gymnastics with Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. From ages 18 months to 18 years, kids can participate in recreational and competitive dance, gymnastics, and cheer, all in a fun, encouraging, positive atmosphere. Little Steps is a proud supporter of the Axtell Eagles. To get your child's groove on, call 336-3554.
Welcome back as the Centralia Panthers defeated the Frankfort Wildcats in the second semifinal game in boys' action, 52-43, and it was a strong performance coming in from Trenton Talley. 18 total points, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, to be a game and team high for the Centralia Panthers starting point guard Trenton Talley. Colton Weir, though, got off to a strong start in the first quarter. 3-for-3 on three-pointers before he got into foul trouble. We didn't see much of him the rest of the night. He finished with 11. Presley Bowers with 8. Marshall Tanking with 3. Brock Reineke with 2. Then and coming from the bench, Drew Gibbs with 6. Brock Kramer with 3. And Paxton Bowers, nice, with no points. And then Reese Tanking with 2 for Centralia. And then on the side of the Frankfort Wildcats, we're in it until the very end. Caden Dollinghouse with 12, 6-for-8 from the free throw line. Ethan Armstrong with 12 as well, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Samuel Gross with 10, Cody Rogers with 3, and then Tyler Smith with 6 on the side of the Wildcats. Tune in tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock where we will be doing girls semifinal action right here on KNDY for the TBL tournament. We'll have games at 6 and 7 for that action at 6 o'clock. Centralia, the number one seeded Centralia Panthers, will take on Donovan West at 6. And then Hanover, number 3 Hanover, taking on number 2 Valley Heights at 7:30. Oh, my good heavens, you could not ask for a more exciting matchup before we head to the championship game on the girls' side of the bracket. But with Hanover's victory today on the boys' side and Centralia, it'll be Hanover taking on Centralia in the championship game of the TBL tournament on the boys' side starting at 7:30. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys tomorrow with more TBL action right here on KNDY.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
Mountain Valley League basketball tournament is underway at Frankfort High School. 26 of the state's best teams in one location for the midseason spectacle. Along with the great play-by-play you'll get here on KNDY, head over to KNDYradio.com and check out the TVL Spotlight. For scores, stats, and interviews from all around the league, the TVL Spotlight, only on KNDYradio.com.